let's dial in on these service staff, right? They're not necessarily all created equal or created the same, but they do generally have some similar features, right? So if you really kind of hone in on them, there is a cliche of the silos of excellence. So talk about the kind of primary shops that you'll find within a combatant command or a major command, right? Of 18th Airborne Corps, Forces Command, Air Combat Command, what have you. So your two shop, right? Your intelligence folks, these are the folks who are supposed to keep an eye on what is currently going on, right? And what will likely happen. Operations folks, right? The three shop, the most, frankly, important shop, typically. Those are the folks who are managing, mitigating the issues of the day-to-day, right? So intel folks tend to give information to the operations folks, and the operations folks use that information to make decisions about what to do in the day-to-day. And then five shop plans, right? So this is like future plans. Hey, we're trying to achieve X in this area with these forces. What are our plans? What do we expect the enemy to do? Or adversary, right? And what are we going to do about it? How do we do that? And then you've got kind of your support-ish roles, right? Your logistics folks, the folks who buy the beans, bullets, and band-aids, keep the trains running on time, make sure that you have food and fuel. Love those folks. Really unsung heroes. As Napoleon said, right? The military, the army marches on its stomach. The logistics folks are the ones who make that happen. Communications folks, right? The six shop, they typically take care of all things comms, and not just like beep boop radio comms. Generally, you have cell phones, if you have networking devices, you have, you know, local area networks, SATCOM. I mean, there's so much that goes into comms these days. It's a massive commodity here. Seven shop can be a number of things. Often it's like a training shop. So the folks who organize and orchestrate exercises, right? If you're doing routine training, large operational training type stuff, overseas training, you're hosting overseas folks training with you, that type of thing. And then the eight shop is typically the money shop and probably the requirements type shop, the folks that you have to sort of push paperwork through to get up to the higher level acquisition organizations. Now, these different silos are called silos because, like, frankly, they have their own job, right? The intel folks have to collect, process intel. The ops folks have to keep the trains running, like keep operations running and mitigate all of the different things that come up with that. The plans folks have to think about what's going to happen, right? Logistics folks are always worried about supply chain. Comms folks are always running into issues with things falling out. And so, you know, I personally, from what I've seen, is the three shop is kind of the most prevalent shop, right? They are the folks who most directly have the role for specifically doing the job. Whatever the operation is, it's their problem to make it work, right? They have the operations order. They're the ones kind of doing the thing. All the other folks support operations. It's kind of how the military works. Or other folks will disagree with me, but that's kind of how it works. And you'll run into common things, right? So operations folks want to do stuff. On the intel side, the intel is always overclassified. You know, these folks can be, and not throwing any shade on intel folks. It's perfectly legitimate, but golly, if it's not like Cheshire Cats talking about, oh, we know so much, but it's classified, I can't tell you. Just don't do that because things and stuff. Sometimes you get the same thing on the plan side, like, oh, it's, you don't know, it's a SAP program. Cool, bro, your SAPs aren't blacker than my SAPs, like, whatever. Log folks, you know, one of those Murphy's Law things are like, if two things have to be together to work together, they inherently can't be shipped together. Like, log is just such a painful process. And I think all logistics officers become angels for some reason, because, like, it's a thankless job. And there's always so many issues. And it, like, think all the way down to the bottom of, like, if you need gasoline or you need bottled water, like, there's somebody who legit has to make that happen. Comms folks are probably the next most beat up group because there's always a comms issue, right? A server rack goes down, the SATCOM isn't working, there's sunspots today that's throwing off your FM radio transmission. Like, it's just ridiculous. Those guys get beat up on the regular. And the cool thing is that nobody thanks them, like the four shop or the six shop folks, when things are running well, because you don't notice, right? It's like, it's like when your Wi-Fi is working, it's just working. But when it's not working, like, you're really hot under the collar. Seven shop folks typically get marginalized because, like, nobody really cares about training unless the training goes poorly. Again, like, oh, hey, the ranges weren't reserved, or, you know, they were double booked, or, like, we don't have flights for this jump. Again, like, nobody notices unless something goes wrong, and then they're really ticked off. The budget folks, the program folks, the money folks tend to be sort of Yoda-esque, right? They kind of keep to themselves. They're not directly engaged in actively supporting operations necessarily. It's more of a passive role. So, like, you don't really think about your tax accountant except, like, once a year. Kind of sort of the eight shop thing. Like, nobody really thinks hard about them unless they tell you that the budget's all gone, or they suddenly have shakeout money they need to spend, or somebody committed an anti-deficiency act, or, you know, something like that, right? But everybody kind of wants something from them. So, interesting. So it's kind of cliche, right? But, like, silos of excellence, like, just, again, take it for what it is, right? These folks all have their own individual jobs to do. They are focused on doing their jobs well, regardless of the cliches and the spears you can throw at them. They're most part doing the best that they can. And again, so take it for what it is. Do you expect the two shop and the three shop to link arms and you know, skip down the yellow brick road? Probably not, right? They both have different jobs that they're trying to do. But if you can understand the way this works, you can be less confused and less confounded when you're trying to, you know, push your operational requirement from the end user up into the middle staff so that it can go higher and get validated, turned into a magical contract that makes you wildly wealthy. So there is variation, right? This is mostly at, like, the combatant command, the TSOC, and the major, like, general command echelons. There's definitely variation across, but really the bottom of the line, the end of the day, do your homework, understand how these things work, understand how the organization works that you're trying to work with, and work with them on their level. Well, if you like it, share it, repost it, like it, whatever. Tell your friends, post it on LinkedIn and Twitter. Come back for the next episode. Cheers.